pre-draft process was, oh man, it was a stressful one. It was probably one of the most stressful, most difficult things I've ever done. Like, words can't even explain like what I went through. So I missed Senior Bowl because I had some issues with my little surgery that I had after my bowl game. So I missed that. So everything, you know, and at the bowl game, they usually get everything out the way, such as the, you know, the mental test, the psychological test, some of the physical attributes about the combine. They do all that at the Senior Bowl. I missed all of that, so I had about half the time that these other guys had. I had to get caught up in everything. It was stressful, man. It was hard. It was fun, though, at the same time. No, I mean, meeting Hall of Fame guys, meeting guys that, you know, you see on TV that you never thought you'd be in the same room with, you know. I mean, I took it all in.
I tell you, that was the longest year of my life with the preparation, preparing for the draft and preparing to go into your first year as a rookie. And, you know, just life is moving so fast. And it was a whirlwind, but I wouldn't take those days back for anything, or take those days for granted. It taught me, you know, just resilience and just continuing to stay focused. I knew that, you know, I was going to be a late-round guy and possibly a free agent. But I didn't let that deter me from my goal. I wanted to be in the league, and, you know, thank God I made it.
I mean, it's a great experience. I think everybody that's coming out kind of enjoys that because you've been doing one thing for five years because I redshirted in college. You've been doing your life a certain way for so long. That little 3-4 month window you get before the draft, it's exciting. You're going to a new phase of your life, and you know it's kind of out of your normal realm of what you've been doing. So it's an eye-opening experience, but it's also a very pleasurable one.
And that process goes from training to, you know, taking care of the body, make sure you're safe for the combine, make sure you stay in shape for pro days, and also individual workouts. And the biggest thing is, you know, the combine, where you just gotta relax and be yourself, was the most important thing for me. Just being myself, you know, the Fletcher Cox just walking around this facility every day, you know, smiling and, you know, talking to everybody. Just that friendly guy that I, you know, that I am. You know, I was that same guy at the combine, you know, and there was a lot of guys there that were, you know, that were so serious about it, which, you know, not saying that I wasn't serious. I was very serious about it, but I was also relaxed in being myself.
The process is, it's crazy. I mean, there was a lot of work that went into it. It's, you know, I like to say it was the greatest experience that I never want to do again. There was a lot of stress going into it, and probably I put a lot more stress on myself than I probably should have. I was overanalyzing every little thing I was doing because I wanted to make the best impression I could, meeting with teams and working out and trying to be as fast as I possibly could and as strong as I could and look the best I could going into the draft. But it's real stressful, but it's also, you know, a lot of fun because you have a lot of tension on you, and you know it's a, you know, the biggest job interview in the world, and you know you have a great opportunity.